The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools accredits FAMU, and it placed the university on a one-year probation, citing concerns over incomplete audits, administrative qualifications, hazing, and faulty oversight of monies related to the university's band program. Interim FAMU President Larry Robinson says the school has already addressed a number of those concerns, but he also says the university will start a review to make sure people in current administrative positions are qualified to be there.
One of the things that we did say, we're going to have to review the academic credentials, the qualifications of everyone in an administrative role at the university. Show, first of all, that they're qualified, the ones that we do have, but not only that, to show that the process that we have in place will ensure that those that we bring on are qualified as well.
The issue of the incomplete audits and administrative qualifications are tied together. The school fired its former auditor, Charles O'Dor, after discovering the audits done by him contained missing and fraudulent information. But students like Kachi Ukpabi say they believe the probe should go deeper and include faculty and staff of the various departments.
I'd rather somebody who gets to a certain position who's a qualified individual, not because because they're black or because they're from FAMU, but just because they're a qualified person, period.
The university is still awaiting a written notice by Sachs, which will provide more insight into the probation sanction. Sachs officials say they will release their report sometime next week. The university remains fully accredited despite the sanction. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.